Why is it Saturday 17th, isn't it?
It is Saturday the 17th.
Saturday. Exactly. What time is it?
7:30.
Yeah.
And do you know what time that means?
It means it's time for... No, we don't.
Banter time.
It is banter time. Exactly, of course, it's banter time. Why didn't we think of that? What have we got? We've got a Saturday night special with Dave and Fee here in the studio at Ship Full of Bombs. For a bit of a tuppenny banter special, we're honoured and delighted that you've joined us.
Well, thanks for having us.
You've got hot tea.
We have.
Got
lovely
no milk.
Cup of tea. Nice cup of tea.
There you go.
Mine's in a 13th floor elevated cup. Yeah.
Well, there we are.
Do you know what? I have to say this. We've got two cups available here at the Bombs. We have a dark brown or greyish kind of cup, plain. Or we've got a very fancy 13th floor elevators cup. And I offered Dave and Fee a cup of tea each. And I said, who is going to have the 13th floor elevators cup? And Dave said, what did you say, Dave?
I said, you can have the 13th floor elevators cup, darling, and I will have the plain one.
Yes, indeed.
Such a romantic.
Were this a TV show, it would be very different.
It is the most romantic gesture I think I've ever seen in the week of Valentine's. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you so much for coming in. Very much appreciated. Before we start, you know, for those of us who don't know who you are, mm-hmm. the listeners on the Bombs who may not have come across your records or your tours or background, tell us a little bit about who are the Tuppenny Bunters.
Ah, well, it's us two. We've been together as a band for about 12 years now, mm-hmm. and yeah. married for 11 years, mm-hmm. and yeah, we're just duo, piano and drums.
We swap throughout the set. So when you see us live, one of us will be on the piano, one on the drums, and then we swap continuously throughout the set.
Both write songs, both sing our own songs and are then backed by the other one. So we kind of like, yeah, both piano players and drummers, and we kind of swap and there you go.
Two of the most talented musicians I've ever met. Very unassuming description of you. But what I did enjoy enormously on your website is the genres in which you describe yourself. So there's three of them. So the first one was beat pop,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah,
liking that. The second one was garage baroque.
Yes,
you know, got a bit of baroque in life.
Yes,
you?
Indeed. And the third one, I think it was it punky tonk.
Punky tonk.
There you go. Which, if you had to choose one of those three, which would it be?
It'd be punky tonk, but then I'm the kind of make fetch happen kind of dude. I was always trying to launch jazz punk in the 90s, and nobody bit on that. So. Punky Tonk will probably go the same way. But
I like Brock till you drop.
There you go, new band slogan, like your style. So we're going to have some music from your last album, and equally I think you're going to be talking about new single and what you're getting up to in 2024.
Mm-hmm. That's
before,
right.
Before we get there, first song we're going to choose was The Valet, I believe.
Yes. Yes, The Valet. So this is on our album, which is called The Tuppenny Hangover. And the Tuppenny Hangover was the thing that I read about in a George Orwell book, which is like a rope strung across a room for homeless people to sleep on, that you could sort of dangle on the rope for the night. But the fella that cut the rope in the morning was called The Valet. So the album's called The Tuppenny Hangover, and this tune is called The Valet.
Have a good sleep, my dears, while I sit with my shears, waiting for dawn to break. Then your carcass is awake. You've had a weary day, and you've earned this. You've paid a tuppenny upright, waved for some unconfirmed new day. Gnarly, ghastly, fetid, rancid, grimy, see my guests shambling, dangling onto cheap lengths of twiny, deed and rest of woes divest. Let them try their best. 20 years ago I was a decorated man. I owned a stallion and my wife's full-breasted yield to me when I caressed. But nary a day went by when I did not avail myself of local harridans. I married young, was ruthless in pursuit of larks. One November Eve, as I did put my sword to sleep, a tart of lowest grade, a bunter tried to tap me for yet further aid, producing with a toothless snarl a joke at being that she coveted a lord, an editor who'd see me in the dock. Hello. dungeon where my soul was crushed and beetles under my feet crunch. My only solace through those awful years was that someday I'd gaze again upon the face of she that I had so betrayed. One cut.
Absolutely phenomenal. Like your style very much.
Oh, well done. Jeez, nice one.
So where did you record that one? That's off of your the Tuppenny Hangover album, isn't it? Which was last 2022?
It was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Gizzard Studios in East London, yeah.
With Ed, who's fantastic to work with.
Yeah, yeah, best studio in London, I'd say. Good place.
Yeah, definitely.
Analog.
And in terms of that piece particularly, that's really... That could be nobody else. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's a fantastic track. So tell me about, you know, the writing of that and getting to the recording of it. And obviously, I've seen you perform a number of times live, you know, around here, there and everywhere, in fairness. But, you know, you really do throw yourself into that performance. That comes across from the recording as well. Tell me about life as a bunter in that way.
Well, it's one of those tunes that woke up one morning and just thought, oh, I know, I've already had the tune, and then was searching around for what that could be about, this big soaring thing, and then read that thing in the book and thought, oh, I'll just write it about that. So on stage, it's a bit of a character thing, and it we just kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's who we are for that tune. And
on that particular song, we're quite sort of theatrical anyway. We play a little bit more, I don't know, like, there's one bit in our set where we'll both bow. While I'm playing drums, both our heads are down, just to kind of, yeah, get into character, really. So it's a fun song to play up with.
And in the studio as well, I think, that sort of, you know, using your description of, you know, I think that one I'm definitely going to put down in the punky tonk section, if that's if that's okay. But it's big whiffs of Lionel Bart and that kind of theatricality and that Londonness in there.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're really into that hopefully makes us a little bit different. We sort of, yeah. You're always up against that thing of it being a piano band. It's very difficult to make a piano sound like, you know, dead cool and garagey and punky. It just doesn't really always lend itself to that. And that's where a good studio like Gizzard comes in, because Ed knows how to get proper good sounds really simply. Everything's mic'd up really simply, and we tend to just throw things down in one or two takes if we can, and not labour too much. And we did a few overdubs, but we didn't go mad on the overdubs either, so it's all a little bit fresh. Because you're already on a piano for a start, so it's not the Sex Pistols, do you know what I mean? So to try and get any kind of edge into it, we need to be a little bit, just go for it and get it down quickly and with a bit of some roughness around the sounds and stuff. You know?
Yeah. But when you're performing as well, what's fabulous is where you swap instruments, that you never know who's going to be playing what at what point. Do you know what I mean?
There
seems to be quite a lot of... right, me over there, I'm here. You know, it's wonderfully frenetic, to be honest.
We try and move very quickly as well, so there's barely any gaps.
There you go.
We have to make sure we've sorted out where we're going to cross over before we start as well, because sometimes it involves crawling under the drum kit, doesn't it?
Yeah, or under the keyboard. Sometimes stages are tiny, so you have to pre-prepare how we're going to do it.
So you were touring throughout 2023. I know you've got 2024 dates that we'll talk about as we go through, but what was your touring experiences like in last year? Because you were UK, did a lot of gigs in the UK.
We did, and we did a few in Europe as well. Yeah, we did a couple, or a few in Germany and Italy last year, and that was great too. UK, all of them really good experiences. Very great to see how live music is doing in the country. And it's what we did find is that some towns are struggling, like Southend. It's difficult to get people out if you're an unknown band. So that was it was tough sometimes.
Yeah, it was. The venues are down generally, aren't they?
Yeah,
across the country, attendances are down generally. So it's everybody's.
We're touring musicians. It's at the moment, it's not the easiest thing, but we're trying to carve something out, and we're loving meeting new people, new bands, we're hoping the more we do it, the more we go up and down the country, maybe people might take a punt on us.
What's the most surprising reaction you've had?
A place in Bristol, I think. We played a place called Elmer's in Bristol that we didn't know anybody in there, and it was a Friday night. We just started playing, and then instantly, like 30 people went right to the front, almost throwing themselves
yeah,
around.
Yeah, they're practically like, on the stage with us, yeah. which was yeah, incredible. Yeah. And you never know how it's going to go down, especially sure. our sets, quite yeah. like you say, Victorian and musical. But it's great.
Yeah, but we don't get that in Southend.
No, I mean, no.
Yeah, so that was good. Leith also good.
Leith,
we love
in Edinburgh.
Leith, yeah.
That's our second home from home. We did it. We took a play to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival a couple of years ago. No, last year was it?
Year before last.
Right. And we were there for whole months and got to know lots of people, some musicians, and slowly kind of started making friends there. So now we go back every time, and it's like a little South End for us.
Oh, fantastic! I saw the details of the play, and I think South End Renaissance, do you know what I mean? Because obviously you've got the recording, you're performing, and the writing and the plays and the whole kind of piece. I think you're a two-person industry. It's fabulous. Like your style. So here we are. It's a Shit Full of Bombs special, www.sfob.co.uk. We're with Dave and Fee Dulake of the Tuppenny Bunters, who are going to be sharing some details of what's going on in 2024, sharing some exciting details about some actions next week, new single, new tours and what have you. And chewing the fat at the moment, all rather marvellous. We was going to have a second track. What's it you're going to go for next?
I think it was Clubber Crime, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, Clubber Crime.
Which was their last single, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And in terms of with releases, with singles and everything like this, is this your label or are you out with somebody else? So how are you handling your releases?
That's it. We call it a single.
Don't be dull, Dave.
It's a video on YouTube, but it's one that we actually sort of made a point of doing and made a proper video for. But no, it's all on our own label. We have got vinyls as well of the albums, but we don't seem to put singles out on vinyl just yet. But yeah, Dan Setual is the name of the label. Mm-hmm. All available on the Tuppenny Bunters website.
Which is at tuppennybunters.com, I believe.
It is tuppennybunters.com, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Two P's, two N's. Very nice. So this is Clubber Crime.
Yep.
She wears a cloth of time. A perfect pigment tone is sublime. The flax alone is soft and it's old, but I'll never behold a fabric so divine. And combs of gold. She wears it well, a porcelain mold. A ballet pose, her posture is proud, though she's never allowed to sell her clothes of old. Cloak I never shall clasp. I mustn't touch, but look here I may at her vintage display. The costumes of the past expose her, declothe her. I'm begging the rover. Set free that silky, most elegant maxi.
What can I say? You're taking obviously the main vocal on that one, Fee.
Yes, I am. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, usually the person that's singing it is the person that wrote it.
Okay, yeah.
So we don't tend to write together usually. We usually take a floor each. We have songwriting days sometimes,
right?
Where we say, "Well, I'll see you in a couple of hours. You be in the lounge, I'll be in the bedroom," and then we'll show each other what we've come up with, and then kind of bounce ideas off of each other. Although we are going to attempt actually for this next album, we're going to see if we can write together.
Okay.
So that'll be a different approach.
You've never written together?
I don't know how you do that. How do you write songs together? Was it Metallica that tried doing it? They took a line each or something and
really?
Apparently came out with like the worst heavy metal song that anyone's ever got. How do you have an idea and then go, what do you think we should do next? Musically maybe, but or someone writes the middle eight or something. But like,
I don't
know how you do that. Well, come on in, what are we doing? I don't know how you do that.
Do you critique each other's work, or
we don't hold back.
Fair play, like your style. Good stuff. So here we are with obviously you've got new material coming out. You've got a new single coming out. I think you were saying on Monday the 19th.
Right.
I apologise.
That's all right. Yeah, yeah.
So what's the name of the single?
The name is Tea Time.
Okay, and this is one of your songs for you, or is this one of Dave's songs?
It's one of my songs.
Okay,
and the tea stands for tamoxifen.
Okay,
which is a anti-cancer medication that I'm on at the moment.
Right.
I'm taking. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that all went fine. Though I had op and radiotherapy, that was all good. Mm. But since then, I've had to take tamoxifen medication, and the doctors had warned me before I take it that I will get side effects.
Right.
So I looked up sort of the side effects you can get, and it was pretty terrifying, some of the things that I read, most of which was very negative. So I was quite nervous about it. Now I've been on it for a year. It's not been as bad as I expected, and I regret having spent so much time being nervous about it. So I wrote a song to kind of, I suppose, put a positive light on it for any women that are about to take it, if they've got any worries, or if they too read the same things that I read, just to kind of tell them, for some people, it's not so bad. So.
Right.
See how it goes. Don't go in feeling terrified. See how it is for you.
So you had a year of kind of fear with that then, in terms of just...
Yeah, and especially the lead up before I had to take it, I was very nervous. And I even said goodbye to my family and said, I'll see you in 10 years, because I didn't know quite what would happen to me. Yeah. And although I still do get side effects, it's just not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's important that... Not only that, people know that, because online it's not so easy to find the positive reviews.
Gotcha.
It tends to be negative. So that's why I wrote the song to try and...
It's clearly really important to you, Fee.
It is very important to me, yeah. And it will be with me for 10 years. So it's sort of, I guess it's good for me to remember that it's not all bad. So
I appreciate that. And I think as a writer and as a performer, as an artist, you've got that ability to actually... communicate some alternative feelings about things in
definitely
that way.
And it's a way of communicating that I feel comfortable with, like expressing myself through music and lyrics is a good way to get express yourself, to get things out,
because of course obviously we're from that kind of Dave, you and I have known each other a number of years, obviously. Mm-hmm. Same with you, sort of Fee, from the railway and the background, and obviously there's always the kind of local sort of sales, what am I talking about, local arts, music, kind of creative community that we kind of have around Southend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think one of the things that we're trying to do with Ship Full of Bombs particularly is to really give as much of a voice to that community as we kind of possibly can, so we really do champion what would be local artists, local writers, local musicians and what have you. So to try and use the bombs a little bit, essentially, to get some of those kind of voices sort of heard more. But I think what you're saying there, Fee, about the background to that, your new single particularly, I think it's really important. I think not just from you're making a creative statement about that, but it's also that actively trying to do something using a female voice there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully someone might hear it and think, oh, okay, maybe it's not so bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also very much appreciate, I'm quite lucky that a lot of people who are taking tamoxifen do struggle. So I'm no way saying you're going to be fine, you'll get nothing at all. But I'm just saying there is a possibility you might be all right. So consider that as well.
Fair play. Well, we're not going to play the whole single, of course.
No, just a little snippet. If you want to listen to it, tune in on Monday the 19th of February, where we're also going to be doing a live stream. So you get to see us live. For anyone that hasn't yet watched us perform, we're going to set up a camera in our front room and play some tunes for you.
So this is on Monday. Obviously, we're going to put the links to where we can kind of see that in the show notes for this special particularly, so you'll be able to see that performance. Tuppenny Bunters, Dave and Fee live from your living room. Very nice too. Obviously, there'll be links there to actually go and get access to the single and buy the single and what have you.
Yep.
And again, is that going to be streaming as well, or what's the plan?
It's been premiered on YouTube.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and then it'll be available on Bandcamp. If you actually, I mean, you don't have to buy it, you can go on Spotify and get it for nothing. But if you want to buy it, you can. Yes, you know.
We'll have FLAC files, so we'll have
FLAC
the
files,
best,
yeah.
best quality as well. Unfortunately, we haven't got this on a vinyl release this time round, but you can download it from Bandcamp.
But for going on that vinyl thing, but for local artists and independent artists, as I understand, it's getting the waiting list for getting vinyl sort of pressed and published up is taking forever.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's got a little bit quicker than when we did the album. It was about 8 months then, but it's gone. It's gone down to about 5 or 6 now. But it's still quite a wait, and obviously a load of money. We'll do it for the next album, but we didn't think it was. We couldn't really afford it for the single, so it's just a digital one, isn't it?
Cool. So this is tea time. We're going to have how many seconds are we allowed?
Oh, I don't mind. How many?
Three.
I'll go for 5.
Okay. then we'll count it in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
White dime, half line. Every day is tomorrow's time.
Right, that's your lot. If you want to hear any more than that, realistically, you need to be tuning in to the live stream from Dave and Fee, the Tuppenny Bunters, on Monday the 19th. What time does that start?
7 o'clock on Facebook, that will be.
Okay, so that's Central European time, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Correct,
yep.
Yeah. Cool, just cool, for cool. half an hour, so it won't be long.
Excellent stuff. And again, as soon as that finishes, you'll be able to get the single.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can still go to tuppennybunters.com and you can get your debut album and the last album as well.
That's it, yep.
What about merch?
T-shirts.
Oh, we've got merch, yeah. We do our own screen printing, so we've got T-shirts.
Screen printed by hand T-shirts. Right,
yes.
And I've got to ask a question before we sort of, you know, play another track from you. Have you still got that harpsichord that was covered in CDs?
Yes.
We still do.
Yes, we do have the harpsichord that's covered in CDs. It's like a, like Noddy Holder's hat, isn't it? Yep, that, still there.
Can that be? Will that be featured on the actual stream on Monday?
Well, we can show you it. It's not in then. It's not going to be played, but yeah. Now, we were talking about keeping it. I've been trying to offload it onto a few people lately, but maybe we'll keep it.
It would be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, yeah.
To have it on another album or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just having the space, but yeah.
Like we'll work out. So we've got that to look forward to on Monday. That's Monday the 19th. And again, details we'll be sharing in the show notes. And also, as I say, you can go to tuppennybunters.com and you'll be able to find all the details there as well as the merch, as well as the previous releases, everything you'd ever want Bunter-wise. And of course, you've got tour dates for 2024 as well. What have you got coming up, Fee?
We've got we do a couple of UK tours a year. In spring, it'll be a smaller one, so a 2-week one. But usually in the autumn, it'll be a 3-month one. So if you don't manage to see us in March, you'll definitely see us in September, October, November, August. We sort of really go to town in the UK in the autumn. But we're going to do a little snippet one, a little 2-week one in March before we go to Europe.
Okay.
And that's exciting. We're doing quite a few European countries this time around, so that'll be fun.
Mm.
So what countries are you going to be going to?
We're going to Austria, Belgium, Fabulous. Germany, Italy, France. I think it's another
Netherlands.
One. Oh, Netherlands.
Yeah.
Now for my sins, I work for quite a European-based company. So every gig you've got in those countries, I'll do my very best to get someone local.
And
they will come to you and say, Stephen Hastamy asked me to come. Are you Dave and Fee?
Oh, great.
Are you the Tuppenny Bunters?
All right.
And that basically, you know, if you could just show them a T-shirt, don't give one to them. But just have your picture taken with them and we can build up a...
Today's newspaper or something.
Something along those lines. No problem at all. So all of the tour dates, again, that's going to be on the website.
All on the website. Yeah, UK ones are on the website now for March, and we'll soon be releasing the European ones.
Superb. And is there anything locally that you're doing in the South End and its environs?
Peggy Sue's we're going to be playing. The first date. We're opening up in England, South End, on the 13th of March.
Oh, superb.
Yeah.
Like your style. So get down to Peggy's on the 13th if you're local, and basically look on the website for the tour dates if you're around the UK, and obviously Stephen's friends will be coming to see you.
By the sound of it, yes. Fantastic.
First round Europe. Superb. Well, look, really look forward to hearing the single, other than the snippet that we had. Thank you so much for coming in. It's a real pleasure to have you both in the studio. Real pleasure to basically do something on Ship Full of Bombs. the station owes its existence to the pair of you. So, you know, thank you so very, very much.
Oh, and those welcome. Who know, cheers for having us.
Those who know will know. So that's all kind of cool. So one last track from you today. What's it going to be, Dave Dulake?
It's going to be Fifaza.
No, Stop It Down, wasn't it?
Is it? Well, I don't know which one.
Yes, it's going to be Stop It Down, which was one of Dave's. It's a really fun song to play.
You can both if you like, but, you know. Okay, that's brilliant. Dave, Fee, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Real pleasure. And this is Stop It Down from the Tuppenny Bunters. And make sure you tune in on Monday. Cheers.
Cheers. See ya.